Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the Midday News. We'll start off with this last-minute information. In Aubervilliers, a cash escort fled with the 3 million euros that were in the armored vehicle he was driving. The vehicle was found empty. Investigators of the Paris Repression Brigade are in charge of the investigation. And the investigation continues after the explosion of a bakery in Lyon Saturday night. A woman and her 4-year-old child living in the building perished in the fire. The criminal lead is being considered, according to the prosecutor of Lyon. Several witnesses indicated that the baker had received threats within the weeks preceding the tragedy. After the flashball controversy, now it is the turn of the sting ball grenade. Sting ball grenades were often used by the police during the demonstrations of the Gilets Jaunes. One of the Gilets Jaunes was seriously injured and has had several fingers torn off as he attempted to grab one of these grenades barehanded. He is the third Gilets Jaunes to be seriously injured in similar conditions since the beginning of the movement. And driving schools are mobilized. Several go-slow operations were conducted this morning in the Paris region, and others are planned this afternoon in, for example, Bordeaux, Marseille, and Nice. Driving schools are concerned because of a parliamentary report of the LREM MP Françoise Dumas. They denounce a text which promotes e-learning platforms at the cost of local driving schools. Should we extend the expiry date to fight food waste? This is the proposal of the association France Nature Environnement, published today in the newspaper Le Parisien. The association denounces a confusion among consumers who tend to throw away products that have passed the expiry date, which designates, however, a period beyond which the product loses in taste, without presenting any risk. To extend the date by a day would reduce the waste by 170,000 kilos and save 350,000 euros. In cinema, the BAFTA ceremony, equivalent to our César, took place in London. The Netflix production Roma won Best Film and Best Director Award. La Favorite has also won several statuettes, with the Best Original Screenplay Award and the Best Actress Award for Olivia Colman. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.